Glad to talk to you, Mr. Smith. How are you doing?
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Commissioner called me a little bit ago, and his voice sounded scratchy. And I said, uh-oh, I bet I need to do something for him to help him out with that.
You got him. So. Well, he's an excellent individual, and I'm sure you are, too. And we're just going to talk to him about hurricane season preps and also, if you have time, the increase in NC auto insurance that's going to take place July 1st. So we'll start with the hurricane preps. You know, the season, of course, started June 1st, and early prep is critical. What do people need to know to get themselves prepared before, like one of my favorite songs by Freddie Fender, before the first raindrop falls? What do you think?
Before the first raindrop falls. You know, John, I was a Boy Scout, and the Boy Scout motto was be prepared, and that's Commissioner Causey's motto about the, about the upcoming hurricane season. Every hurricane season, really, is be prepared. And we'd like to talk about being prepared in a couple ways. One is be prepared financially. Mm-hmm. A lot of that has to do with you need to make sure you have the right kind of insurance. And I know we've said it, we've probably said it 1,000 times without exaggerating, but your homeowner's insurance does not cover flood damage. So you are going to need to get a separate flood policy in case your home it's flooded and you have damage from that. Now, the flip side of that is if you actually have mobile homeowners insurance, that does cover flood damage. Mobile homeowners and automobile comprehensive insurance, if you have those, you are covered for your mobile homes and for your cars. But make sure you have the right kind of insurance. Talk to your insurance agent. Make sure you're prepared that way. Then just kind of get your house prepared. If you have any loose shingles, any loose ends around, something that could fly off and cause damage, or like a loose shingle, you know, could cause your roof to leak, that sort of thing, to kind of try to prevent that sort of thing from happening. We also like to talk a lot about when the storm is approaching. If the local authorities are suggesting that you evacuate, please do that. Know where your shelters are. If you have pets, know if your shelter will allow pets. That is, of course, if you don't have a friend or a family member that you can go with out of harm's way. So be prepared for that. Make sure you have plenty of stuff on hand. You may need to have cash on hand because if we have electrical outlet, some ATM machines won't work. The things at your grocery store, your convenience store, where you need to shop to get your supplies, you may need cash instead of your debit card or credit card because they may not be working. You need to have a go-to bag. You need to have things like you need to have some water, food in there in case you need to have something to last you in case you have to evacuate. You need to have and about a gallon of water per person is what the recommendation is. So if you have a family of four, you want to kind of have 4 gallons. Hopefully all of that will get you through at least the storm and the initial part. So those are kind of some highlights. Mm-hmm. I could go into a lot more detail, but those are some of the highlights of kind of the things you need to do to be prepared for the storm.